Obviously, Vietnam was a very controversial war, a lot of discussion of it back home. You people were aware of that and discussed it among yourselves.
I've never talked about this much, but I tell you how bad it was for me. When it got time for me to leave, there was a departing area that they put you into to kind of get you ready to go. It was things like this. Captain Wade, you will go to Travis Air Base in California with these plane load of men. And once you get there, you're going to find there's anti-people that will just spit and throw things at you for wearing your uniform. And that was so scary to me to think, what were we doing so wrong? Yes, we talked about all that and what was going on in the United States. It was just a terrible time. Christopherson used to, you know, play 500 miles and so many songs that we would listen to.
Chris Christopherson, the musician, right?
Yeah. Chris was over there, too, and so many others. But I tell you the saddest story that I ever had, and I've never talked too much about it, but we got to Travis Air Base, and we were all excited when we landed. And I remember getting out and touching the ground, and I was told that we would take off our uniforms there and not wear them off base into San Francisco. And I had about six of my men, three or four of them were African-American, and I took them with us. We were going to have a great time there that night before we left the next day. And I'll never forget, I took them to a hotel, and they would not let them in that hotel. They just did not want African-Americans to be in their hotel room, and yet they'd fought for their country. There was such a comradeship, so I wouldn't accept that. They stayed in my room, and I'll never forget the next day. We all hugged and went out to the airport. It was just a real point of what was about to happen in this country that I'll never understand. And that's why today I worry so much. There was no parades. There was no anything. You were really terrible to ever even serve over there. And I didn't understand that and still to this day don't. Why would you ever put an American kid in a war zone if you weren't there to protect him?
Did you ever wear that uniform again?
Oh, yeah. I stayed in the military.
And so then were you ever denigrated because you wore it in public?
I was questioned quite a few times by friends even that said, why did you serve there? I didn't have a choice. You know, when our government calls you to serve, you got to go. I never did think differently about it.
In what year did you finish?
1984.
In your rank then when you retired?
Major. And I could have stayed in. I was on the lieutenant colonel list, but at that time I would have had to put in another 5 to 6 years. And I knew that I had to make my break. So I got out with 20. It was a major in the United States Army.